Hargy, Hargy. I declare myself pickled pink about...
Yo, Jay, what's my fantasy giggles?
Steven giggles. It's not trash.
I think you just became my personal hero.
Everyone in this room is now dumber for having listened to it.
Ah, fuck it, dude. Let's go bowling.
I got my hair out. I got my muscle out. Giggles going all out.
You know, sometimes the world aligns and everything goes well. I must say that this show has probably been the smoothest show setting up.
we've ever had.
I'd give us a little bit more on our mics there. Ryan, our producer.
Yeah, that sounds a lot better.
Nice. Really good.
Really good. Oh, man. So here we are. Turn me down a little bit. Here we are on a Sunday night with your host, Dave, and my buddy right here.
Giggles.
Giggles. Who Giggles. I had to share a futon with last
You didn't have to. You wanted to.
I did want to.
Do you want me to tell?
Well, let's really quick. We're going to go to with Jailhouse Joe. Jailhouse, what are you going with? Oh, wait. This might... Caller, you're on the air.
What's up, fellas?
What's going on, Johnny? Turn him up a little bit. Four.
All right. I just wanted to call. Be the first caller to be able to say, bye, Eagles, bye. Fuck yeah. Your ass, you fucker.
Really? Eagles are out. Eagles are out. He's right.
Today, all is right with the world once again.
Yes, the Eagles are out. John, how did you do in your fantasy football? We won't get into it, but I just want to know. Did you win or did you lose?
I think that's his computer.
It is.
I think he's...
The entire season, I lost 2 weeks in a row.
He's slow.
In the playoffs. I won fourth place. It was awful.
Ugh, terrible. You know, the Hull won it all.
Yeah.
The Hull won it all.
Did he now?
Yeah, he did.
Yeah. Ugh. Joe House, can we ask you to turn your computer down?
It's John.
John.
All is well with the world.
All is well with the world. All right, buddy. We're going to let you go. We're going to get into a show. We'll talk to you later.
Jeez.
Hey, you guys have a great show, boys.
Thanks, buddy.
He's got to be the first.
He's a good man.
He's a good guy. He's a good guy.
He is an ex-producer.
Ex-producer. There's a reason for that.
All right, so we did go down to Philly.
Yeah.
And what did we do? Give me the lowdown.
Oh, my gosh. Dan Collins, who I've been plugging for years here, had his CD release party of You Can't Go
Home. He's
been on the show. Yeah. We went down to Philly, filmed a show, saw a couple
of crap. We haven't had a show in like a month and a half.
It's been a month.
Yeah.
It's been a month since we've had a
show. It's been a while since we had a show. So we're here, and we're here for you. So give us a call, 646-915-9228. Go into Philly.
Do you got Ustream on right now? Why am I here in the opening?
I don't have it. No, he's good. No, he's doing
a little bit of a
You're
delay.
Playing the music, aren't
yeah.
you?
Yeah, he's playing the music.
Okay, everybody just relax.
Everybody
relax.
I heard an echo.
It was going so good.
Give Philly a go.
All right, Philly was awesome. We went down there, saw Dan Collins play at the Tin Angel. Pretty cool venue.
Yep.
And we just had an epic night. And you know what was so epic about it? We had a jam session on the 17th floor of a high rise. And then
to
top the night off.
Rich girls.
Two girls and like 10 dudes in this apartment.
God.
But to top the night off, we...
I think both the girls were married, too.
Yeah.
Something. Always a good time. All right, go on.
But to top the night off, the dessert to this feast was you and me spooning.
That's what you call a dessert? So we get back to the house, right? And this was the funny thing. So we're coming back to the house, and it's me, you, Dan Collins... our buddy who's in studio today, Mike Ronstadt, and this other guy. I can't remember his name.
Blaine.
So this Blaine kid wanted to just keep drinking. It's 5 o'clock in the morning. Yeah. He's like, I'm going back to my house. I'm getting some beer, and we're coming back, and we're drinking. I wanted to go to sleep.
Yeah.
So we come back. He hands out alcohol and falls to the ground and passes out with no blanket,
on the wooden
no
floor.
Pillow, slept the entire night with his shoes on.
Mm-hmm.
And then there was no room left on the floor. So what did we have to do?
We had to spoon. We didn't have to.
Spoon.
You wanted
to. Slept head to toe.
Head to toe.
Who slept
I wanted
head
to go head to head, but you didn't need it.
Well, let's get down to the brass tacks of the whole thing. You promised me a hotel.
I did. Well, Dan Collins said he was going to get us a hotel.
You promised me a hotel.
I did promise you.
You promised me a hotel. I'm older now. I do not need to be sleeping on a futon with you.
No, who was
I'm
the done big spoon with that. And who was the little spoon?
I tried to stay as far away from him as possible. He kept touching me and like
get close. To
at
him.
One point, he started to get the giggles and he started to like shake the bed with his giggles.
Well, was it cold? Because Dave, you're a bear of a man.
I am a bear of a man.
You keep a man warm. In the
I way. Can. I think he did come over to me once. I've had to push him away.
So is it? I think it's safe to say, let's introduce our special guest, because I'm brimming with excitement.
It's got to happen. It's got to
just
happen.
Did. We have Michael Ronstadt.
Michael Ronstadt.
Who's a cellist and a guitar player and just an all-around musician, right? You play
Indeed, yeah.
play a lot of different things. And
Turn mic up a little bit.
Get our special guest.
It's cool.
Good check, check, check.
All right, yeah.
One, two, check.
He's soft-spoken.
So musicians only count as one or two, maybe three or four.
And then that's it.
Then maybe it's like 15 after that. I'm not sure what.
So sure. You played a little bit. You played with Dan Collins last night at the Tin Angel.
Yeah.
And you also opened up his set with three of your own songs.
Mm-hmm.
And they were three originals, right?
Three original songs. Yeah.
Nice. So you are a working musician. That is what you do. You're not a temp. You're not a waiter.
I travel. I go where the gigs take me. And takes me to interesting places.
I bet
all
it
over
does.
The world, yeah.
So you drove for last night's show from Arizona.
I like this. You're giving a little interview.
2 days? 4 days?
Four days. I drove
4 days
to Philadelphia, dropped my girlfriend off at her place, came right to Dan's, rehearsed, and we did a show at Tin Angel that night. Slept at Dan's place on the floor.
On the floor.
I had to ignore
you put
you guys
on the floor.
On the bed, you know.
You didn't need to be up there with us. It was our own little scene up there.
Yeah. I just looked away.
So you played the show, and then here you are in our new studio.
In the new studio. Which we'll talk about.
That's awesome.
It's a new rope location. We're not going to let you know where it is.
we got to keep under the radar. That's all we got to do.
People keep trying to find us.
They do.
But and you're here. We're like, hey, what are you doing? He's like, I'll be in New York City tomorrow. We're like, you want to come on the show? And here he is in the flesh, sitting in our studio.
I didn't think you were going to show up, but here you are.
And
there it is.
I will tell you. He brought his cello.
He did bring his cello, and it's a beautiful cello.
Is that what this is?
It is.
Okay.
What is a cello? A cello runs about, like 10 grand?
If you want a decent, professional quality
one. Rob him.
Yeah, don't rob me. I would prefer not.
Not a bad idea.
Yeah, but hey, wait a minute.
Nobody knows he's here.
Nobody knows where we are.
Nobody knows where we are.
It, you know, cellos are about $2 a piece.
Yeah? Oh, okay.
They're
really low.
Right.
So, so let's get. What's the worth of this? Like that's a.
Mine's 10 to 20. You know,
really
10-20 bucks.
$10-20 bucks.
Yeah,
$10-20 bucks.
Yeah. Okay. Gotcha.
All right. So let's get to the brass tacks of it. So
I want to hear if this guy can play.
Oh yeah, totally. We will get to that. Okay. I just want to talk to the man for a second.
Right, I'll sit back. I'll sit back.
So, Michael, obviously the last name Ronstadt.
Yes.
Any association with Linda?
Linda Ronstadt is my aunt.
Linda is your aunt. All right, now we're getting somewhere. Yeah. This I knew I just had to get it out of you. You know what I mean? Your aunt, you grew up your whole entire life with your aunt being Linda Ronstadt, obviously. So she was like pretty much famous from the moment you were born.
Exactly. Yeah, probably, you know, she had her heyday in the 70s. And she's still well known, but usually among people a little older than me, my generation,
they tell their parents,
"Oh, I drove in Linda Ronstadt's old Lexus when I drove her old car," and the parents freaked out. They wanted autographs or something.
Pictures of Linda Ronstadt.
Kids are like, what the heck, Linda Ronstadt? Who's that? You know.
So we were talking about this last night because you and I shared a ride back from downtown Philly, and
sorry
I was asking.
About that, yeah.
It was well, no, it's all right. It was good getting to know you. You know, I asked you some pre-questions, but
sure.
The thing you were saying is like people get to know you, and then they find out it's like, oh, wait a minute, and then you know, or people listen to you, and then they find out that you're related. Yeah. But what you were saying is your whole family is are musicians.
Yeah,
like
everyone.
You're just like a musically.
We should get like
a DNA test and see if there's like a gene with this family.
Let's not do well.
No DNA.
What are you saying?
It would scare me. Well, I don't know why. Music is supposed to skip generations by science or something. I don't know. And apparently it doesn't in our family.
Mm.
And as far as we know, we're not inbred or anything we know. So
no.
it sticks in the genes there. I don't know. Maybe we buy the right.
So chance. All right. So that's an interesting point. So you're saying like. It's within the genes. Do you think it's something that because you grew up with it, because you grew up with your dad playing, you grew up with Linda around, you grew up with your mom, you grew up with your family, always playing?
Yeah, music or art, there's a creative something. and everyone, and if they don't play an instrument, they sing.
They sing, and then they get down to the brass tacks.
So what made you pick the cello as an instrument? Like, well, listen, the Ronstadts need a cello. And they're like, listen, we're going to put you a cello. Or did you just pick it up, and you're like, hey, this feels right?
I picked it up. You know how in elementary school they have you the year before say, oh, you're going to do orchestra next year if you want to play an instrument. So cello was the only one I could sit down and play.
So you wanted to sit down.
Yeah, I wanted to sit down. I still like to sit down.
Yeah. Well, you look pretty comfortable. Yeah.
All right, that's nice. how is it like within the family? Is it like Linda is like kind of like this?
You just want
outside thing. It's just interesting to grow up with someone in your family who's famous. Like,
well, I think anyone who has a famous relative, especially aunt or uncle, might probably would tell you it's like having any other aunt. You know,
it's just nothing really. You guys just don't pay any mind to it. It's just like there it is.
There it is. It's like if my aunt was a journalist, you know. And maybe for a famous newspaper, it wouldn't be anything, you know, too special, except that's her job. And
sure.
And that's what my dad does, and my brother, you know, we're all professional musicians. And
so. But I mean, now you got Linda there, and does she at any point be like, "Hey, you sound amazing. I'm going to put out a new album. Would you want to play on my album?" Or is that completely off the table?
Maybe someday. You never know.
She, but it's never happened yet.
Like, not yet, no. It, you know, she's kind of taken a little bit of a retirement from singing.
Gotcha.
And, you know, I think she does some here and there, but for now she's kind of slowing down a little bit, and it's good. She's doing a lot of other projects, so I'm guessing that I won't. But I got to help out with some arrangements on her jazz album a few years ago.
And you seem to be doing all right by yourself. I mean, if I didn't know you were, you know, I mean, you're a pretty good musician. I'd say you're an excellent musician.
Sure.
Heard you play last night.
Did
and you're traveling around. You got this band. Plug your, what's the name of your band?
Well, I've got two, or maybe three groups, actually, that I tour quite often with and keeps me busy. And one is a duo that I've been a part of for about 3 years, maybe four, with Josh Heisel, and we're called Lost in Holland. And we're actually on Neil Young's record label, Paper Records. And although that means nothing.
Always means
like,
nothing.
We still book our own gigs, and they call us up once every year and say, you want to play South by Southwest? Figure out how to get there.
Oh, and wow.
It was, you know, it was cool to play there 2 years ago, but it was definitely a hike to get there. So we're on Neil Young's label. We can use his name. And we've played all over the U.S., Canada, people like us in New Brunswick and Ontario.
We're really, really popular in Canada these days.
Yeah, awesome. yeah. I don't know what it is. You know, they like good music. You know.
Well, I mean, Neil is Canadian, he's maybe there's something about those Canadians that just like
they're fanatic about Neil Young.
Oh, they love him. Awesome.
Well, it's a cello and guitar combination, right? That seems like a nice blend.
I like it.
Dave and Giggles. You know, we just have a good blend.
Well, I don't know about that. Maybe in bed.
Maybe in the futon. All right, let's get this out of the way.
Shut up, Deb.
Oh, yeah. Well, let me just tell you. Ronstadt Generations, right, my dad and brother and Josh. So Lost in Holland plus two is...
Josh in Holland plus two.
Yeah.
And, all right. Now that we're into it, we know a little bit about your looks. Yeah. Maybe we'll go into a song.
Okay, we can do that.
All right, well, should we play a little song? Dip us down, dip him up, do what you got to do. Give a little intro, whatever you got to do. We're here, we're listening to you. This is Michael Ronstadt, and he's going to play a song. What song you want to play for us?
I'm going to play the song you heard first last night. It's called Haunted.
Haunted. And
it's probably about unrequited love or something like that. I probably was upset about something.
Something deep.
Yeah, something deep. So here it is. Thank you.
sang my song. I thought that you should know. I had a plan, lovely and grand, but I should have thrown. Vision, I confess. If you refuse, I'd have no clue, allowing me to rest.
Excellent. Thank you,
Michael.
Such a good job.
It's so refreshing to hear something other than a guitar, you know? Just something other than a guitar. All right. That was pretty badass.
Nice work. You know, and I was telling him last night, and I was trying not to sound like an idiot, but I was like, listen, I like the way you play that cello. It's like you play it like a guitar. People tell you that all the time. They're like,
Yeah.
All right. So it's nothing new. It's nothing.
But, you know, it's a... There are only a handful of cello players who do it, and I can name maybe six.
That ain't bad.
So it's a small crowd of people who do that.
So you're finding your niche as a cello player. Is that kind of like you know, everybody's got kind of like a hook. Is that your is that your jam? You play it like that, and it's
kind of like your hook. It's like your hook. It's your gimmick. You're saying it's a gimmick.
It's not a gimmick.
It's my cheap trick.
It's your cheap trick.
But it works, you know?
Right, totally. I mean, the one thing that I find interesting, you got, like, you play the cello at times like a normal cello. But then, I'm sounding like an idiot here. But at other times, you sound like you have influences of, like, an acoustic guitar, like a Nick Drake. Like, I was talking to you yesterday. Girl was saying, oh, I like him. He sounds like a Nick Drake. Because I was sitting in the back and listening to all the feedback, which is always fun, listening to other people's ex-girlfriends. Won't go into that.
Don't you start. Jeez.
All right. But, I mean, do you have any influences? Like, what would be your influences as far as, like, music, pop music, or other?
There's a lot of Latin American and mariachi music is what I learned guitar with. So a lot of those rhythms carry into what I do. So I take that southwestern folk music, northern Mexican mishmash of everything that Tucson, Arizona is known for, and we put it I put it to songwriting and something new.
Put it to good use.
Yeah. He was telling me last night that you played with a mariachi band.
Yeah, I played a little bit. I actually taught beginning mariachi guitar.
Wow.
And taught a bunch of five-year-olds who didn't want to learn Twinkle Twinkle Little Star and Deco Lotus. But,
bastards.
You know. But they actually, some of them went on to become really good. It was amazing. So it was a good experience. And then I ended up playing in a South American or Andean music group with panpipes and everything. And I played guitar and charango and
nice.
And cello a little bit, too.
You could, you could pass as a little bit Latino. Like, you could, with the hat and... Got the dark hair.
I got some of it.
I don't know where I was going with that. I don't know where I was going with that. So you said you teach a lot, and I think this brings us to our next topic.
What's
that? Teachers. Teachers you hated. Teachers that
I want to hear this.
Teachers you hated.
Inspired you. Was there a teacher that you just despised, or was there a teacher that, you know, on the other side that just, like, gave you a gift that was like, hey, listen.
Talking to the microphone.
Why don't you try holding it like this, you know?
All my cello teachers were amazing.
Yeah?
My first one.
Don't want to slam anybody, huh?
Yeah, no. I mean, I don't have anything bad to say about
And if you want to say anything good about Michael, give us a call. 646-915-9228. Why don't you say that number again?
646-915-9228. We're taking calls.
We're taking calls.
We'd hear from you. You know, tell us about a teacher you couldn't stand, or a teacher that you...
I'd like to hear
the
about
number's
the
number's also on the
stand.
Ustream website.
It is there. Thank you, producer Ryan.
It's awesome. You guys have a producer. I came in and you're like, oh, it's in our kitchen. But you've got cool stuff, and like you've got the whole setup.
We've got the whole setup.
You blew our cover.
It's actually
in the dining room.
Impressed with what you thought it would be?
Oh, yeah. It's great.
Very nice.
What did you think? Did you think you were actually going to come into an actual studio?
I was thinking a little tiny New York apartment, you know, size of like a box, maybe.
Because our old studio. You
know, yeah, trying to fit.
Too much
into guys
something.
Into one small
no. Fit so many dudes. So many dudes. Oh my God.
Such a dude count. So listen, let's stay on topic here. What's this was Ryan's topic here.
I'll give you my little thing. And it wasn't really so much that I was a teacher that I hated, but my elementary school, my primary, what is it, kindergarten teacher, she was this old woman. She was really sweet. And it's not that I hated her. I didn't hate her at all. But I broke her ankle.
Oh. You what?
Broke her ankle.
How did you break her ankle?
Not on purpose. You know, I'm a strong kid, and I was a strong kid even back in the day. And one of the other little kids was on a little toy, like a wooden thing that rolled. So it was like a little car that he could sit on and he could roll. So he was sitting on it, and he's like, push me, push me, push me. So I pushed him as hard as I could, rolled right into the teacher's ankle. She rolled right over, went down, broke her ankle.
Oh. Felt good, didn't it?
Felt kind of good.
Felt really good.
Felt really good.
Well, Bradley, didn't you go, Giggles, didn't you go to a Christian school, like a private school? Do you have any nuns that wrapped your fingers? Or
No, I wasn't Catholic. No, I had a, what is it called? I think my teachers were actually pretty good. Like, the only teacher that I think that I didn't like was in college. I took an algebra class at this community college.
Nobody likes an algebra teacher.
I hate but this guy would just not explain anything. He'd just be on the board. And he would just write the things, and he'd be like, okay, this is how you do it. And I'm like, aren't you a teacher? You know, my dad, rest in peace, told me.
We'll get into Dad's Club later.
Dad's Club later. But he told me, when the student is ready, the teacher will arrive. And I think that is...
But how do you do that when the teacher is teaching these kids that don't want to learn? They'll never want to learn while they're with you.
Yeah.
So they're just going to become these, like, just, you know... underappreciated, just who cares? I'm just going to get up there right on the board. They're going to pay attention to this. They're going to just pretty much memorize what I'm writing. I'm going to ask the question, and they're going to write it down, whatever I wrote on the board, and that's the answer. This is what my next topic is, but call in 646-915-9228. Tell us your terrible teacher stories. But how often, when you were in school, did you cheat?
Like on tests,
on whatever you're going to do, how often did you cheat?
It depends on the class.
Like a percentage-wise. Overall, how often did you cheat?
I feel like a really angel-type person. I didn't cheat at all.
You didn't cheat at all.
Yeah.
I had this conversation the other day, and I was talking to Scrap. He said, I didn't cheat at all. I cheated at least 40% of the time.
Really?
At least 40%.
I mean, look at you. I mean,
yeah, totally.
Look at you now.
Look at me now. I'm nowhere.
You're single. Sure.
You've got Dr. Oz sweatshirt.
I do have a Dr. Oz sweatshirt.
I think I cheated on, like, every biology test.
Turn yourself up a little bit.
Well, I think I cheated on every biology test I ever had.
Sweet.
Yeah. But this, yeah, because like I would just write on the desk or write on my fingernails.
Sure, sure.
And then, like the teacher what would lie, like, you just rub it off.
What about like the math one? So you had those like Texas whatever calculators?
Yeah.
You could just plug in all the answers into that thing.
I wasn't even smart enough to do that.
I did that. That was what I did. And I just plugged them all in. And then when you just open it up and you look like you're doing it, but it's all got the, all that algorithms and everything that you need. And you just kind of like, oh, okay, I can do this. This is easy.
Oh. Took more
but it boils down to it boils down to me cheating as a dysfunction in our school society.
Ooh.
Because I really do think that our schooling system is based on memory, and I don't think that's a good way for kids to learn.
Mm.
And that's why I cheated, because I was like, what am I going to remember? I'm going to memorize this for a day. And then I'm going to forget it.
It's more about learning how to do
right.
things.
That's why I never cheated on papers. Papers I always put my heart into, because papers are something that you're tangibly writing out that makes sense to you, because you have to apply it.
It's easier to catch somebody cheating.
Yeah, exactly.
Let's go around the room right now and tell everybody that the SATs, right?
Oh, yeah.
All right. I will say right now, I think Michael Ronstadt has the highest SAT scores. I'll put a bet on it.
You put a bet on it.
I'll put on a bet on it. I'll be the first to say 1060.
Ooh.
I know. Look at me now.
Look at you now. 1060.
What'd you get? What'd you get?
Like 1080.
Nice.
Jailhouse Joe, you're on the air.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, buddy. What's going on?
Not much. Happy New Year, dude.
Happy New Year, buddy.
Nice to hear you guys back in the air. I've been waiting for this. I'm excited.
I know you are. The other day I just saw that thing you posted about Black Swan Giggles. That was priceless. Absolutely priceless.
How did you not see that? That was up for
you. Got to tag me in it.
And I don't know why I didn't see it. I guess I just like I never got an email that you posted it on there, so I just never looked at it. And then I finally looked the other day. That thing is probably your best work yet.
Yeah, because I was afraid to put it up because I thought it was so creepy looking.
It's so creepy looking. I'll put it up on the website for people that want to see it. It is so creepy looking. I love it.
So creepy. I was doing it during your last show, and I was like rushing to get it done. I just put it up like right as the show was ending. You guys were in like your last little, you know, listen to the Akron family thing. And I posted it up then, but well, I'm glad you finally saw it.
It's beautiful, absolutely beautiful.
So wait, I've got two things to say about the topics that you're talking about.
All right.
I cheated to get into college.
Awesome. Whoa!
Nice.
Ooh. That's nice. That's not a bad.
Go big or go home.
Doesn't make you a bad person, Jailhouse.
Yeah.
I don't think he graduated.
No, he didn't.
At orientation, they made us all take this big math exam to place us. And if you got over a certain, you know, whatever, you didn't have to take math for whatever reason. I don't know why. Maybe because I was in the art program. But anyways, I cheated off the guy in front of me and completely didn't have to take math all throughout my years of college.
That's awesome.
Nice.
That is pretty awesome.
Hey, Joe.
And
how did you know the guy was going to be good at math?
Good question.
I just didn't know the answer.
Yeah, totally. I mean, you're sitting there and you're flustered and you're sweating and you're going, I don't know this answer. Wait, that guy's writing something. Let me write what he's writing.
I'm just sitting there thinking, like, I don't really care if it's SUNY school. Like, let me just, you know, this guy's got to know something. He just looks. You know, you can kind of read people. I was profiling back then.
Sure.
You know, I was a little ahead of the curve.
Sure. I cheat off of Michael's paper.
Good luck.
Yeah.
I was an 80% person.
And I know that you're talking about worst teacher stories.
All right.
Can I flip it and talk about a good teacher story?
Sure,
yeah. Of course.
Yeah.
One of my favorite teachers of all time actually just got back in touch with me through Facebook. And Dave, I'll give you one guess at who that would be, because you know him too.
Is it him? Okay. What subject?
Yeah. Music.
Mr. Smith?
Yeah.
Mr. Smith, no way. That's awesome. Send him my email. I want to talk to that bastard, too.
Email.
Yeah, send me his email. I want to talk to him.
Facebook. That's how I... He hit me up through Facebook.
That guy was amazing. No. He was just like this really flamboyant gay black guy, but he had so much energy. And he was just like, he loved anything that anyone ever did. So if you did anything, he'd be like, that is amazing. This is the best thing ever. We're going to go put this on the stage right now. And he was just an amazing individual.
Yeah, definitely. He was really, really important for me in my early, you know, I guess, what do you call it?
Adolescence.
Or just, you know, upbringing as an artist. Not adolescence, but like, you know, sort of like trying to figure out your way. And, you know, he was very much a guiding light for me to continue on in the creative world, you know. So I'm just glad to have him back, you know, someone just to sort of, you know, touch base with every now and then.
I like it.
That's all I wanted to say.
Nice. Sweet. All right, Joe, before I let you go, I want to say, though, I know you got my notes, but I read your script. Can't wait for it. You there?
That's awesome.
All right, sweet. There you go. Yeah, it's a good script. I can't wait for it. We're going to get the Jailhouse Joe in one day when he finishes the next film.
All right. Do you want us to make an audition notice on Dave and Giggles? Are you looking for a little shameless plug here?
Yeah, we're going to be holding auditions Thursday and Friday of this week and Thursday and then the following Thursday and Friday. We're just looking for a space to have it in the city. And here's the big thing. I mean, please don't use any of the names because they just want to keep all the name of the project and the wraps. And
oh, yeah. Sure.
You know, for a while. But, you know, I've got a meeting on Tuesday, which I'm actually doing right now, working on the proposal for it, trying to get some money together. So it's like the biggest amount of money that I've ever asked for from anybody. They just wish me luck. This is huge. And
good luck, Jailhouse.
You know, hopefully it goes well.
Good luck, man. All right, cool.
Don't get drunk.
No, I'm just sitting here drinking a few glasses of wine.
There we go.
Stuff,
nice.
Rereading it, trying to write a bile that doesn't make me sound gay.
I hear you. I worry about your pancreas. That's
not
all.
Like Mr. Smith.
Not like Mr. Smith. Yeah. All right, we'll talk to you later, buddy. Good work.
I take it easy.
All right, good work, buddy.
All right, guys.
Later.
Thanks, buddy.
Bye.
All right, I know
he's... See? He called in. He told us a little story. You could call in, too.
Yeah.
What's the number?
646-915-9228.
Wasn't hard?
It wasn't hard.
It wasn't hard at all.
And I know Jailhouse told us not to tell the name of his project, but I'm going to spill the beans.
Spill it.
It's called Boulders of Love, and it's a male...
Boulders of Love.
It's about these rock climbers up in the Adirondacks.
So you're saying this is a Brokeback Mountain of mountain climbing.
Mountain climbing.
Boulders of Love.
I think Scrap and Soft Top are the lead guys.
That's hilarious.
Oh man, how you feeling, Mike? I kind of want a little bit more from you. Kind of need a little more.
He's doing his thing.
I want to hear the SAT score.
Oh yeah, yeah. Let's finish out these SAT
scores. Mr. Harry,
it's 1150.
Wow.
Oh wait, or 1050? I can't remember. Yeah, it's one of the.
I don't remember mine either. Yeah. I was making it up before.
Uh oh,
1220.
1220.
Whoa.
That ain't bad.
Hey.
And I took it twice thinking, oh, I'll do better.
I'll do better.
I missed the second chance, and then the third chance I got the same 1220. Just things shifted.
Jesus.
So I'm like, yeah. Because everyone at my school got like 1500s and stuff. No. So I was like,
oh, man. So I knew one kid who scored perfect on the SATs.
No kidding.
Perfect.
1600? Is that right?
Yes, yeah. Perfect.
Someone
he scored
took
perfect.
1580, they're like, oh, not good.
It's not good enough.
I went to school with a girl who took the ACT her freshman year, got a 30, took it the next year, got a 31, junior year, got a 32. She ended up getting a full ride to MIT and didn't take it her senior year.
Mm. What's like a good score on it?
36 is perfect.
36.
Wow. So like I got a 26 on it.
Big John Colombaro got a 1350.
Really?
Dang.
Jeez. So Michael, I got a question for you. My sister is a wedding planner down in Florida, and she said she likes your music. And is there a website or a demo CD that people can go to?
Way to work that in. That was really nice. My sister.
You like that?
What's a website we can go to?
Well, you can go to www.michaelronstadt.com. That's RONSTADT.com.
Nice. All right, we'll put it on the website. MichaelRonstadt.com.
You can Google me, too. The all-knowing Google bot knows all.
Or like nice. I like to call it Skynet.
Skynet?
Caller, you're on the air.
Hi, it's Holly.
Hey, Al, what's going on?
Hey, not much. How are you?
Not bad. What's going on?
Not bad. I loved Michael's song, and I wanted to thank him for it.
Well, thank you so much. I appreciate it.
There you go.
Yeah, that was awesome.
All right, a little. I want to do a little preempt for Hollywood here. Holly had her movie Prairie Love, which I think PrairieLove.com, right?
Yep.
PrairieLove.com, excellent movie. I've seen it. Her got accepted into Sundance.
Congratulations!
Hey,
which
congratulations.
Is awesome.
That's great.
So awesome. So, and she's going out. What do you? When are you leaving? This week or next week?
A week from Wednesday.
A week from Wednesday. So what I want you to do is I want you to go there, have the time of your life, and then you come back. You come on the show, and we're going to talk all about Sundance.
Okay.
Deal?
We'll try to live a life worthy of reporting on David Diggle.
Okay. Well, that's kind of difficult.
Josh Heisel, who I tour with, he did Sundance a few years ago for a film he was in, and he had a time of his life. He said it was insane. It was like Mardi Gras. And just people everywhere.
I believe it.
Yeah.
Nice. Holly, if you're worried about having a good time and you need somebody to go with you, I think Giggles in Hollywood should take Sundance by storm. What do you think?
I like this team.
Okay.
That sounds good.
All right.
You're in.
Do you have, we're going to require, let's see, we're going to need an air gun.
Air gun?
Okay. And, I don't know, probably just a cartload of dog poop to set on fire somewhere.
I like it. I'm in. I'm
He's in.
I'm in.
I couldn't bring you anywhere.
Fantastic. So you can hear your airplane ticket, and I'll meet you there.
There you go. If this is on the air, we're recording this. If you say, if I get my airplane ticket out to Sundance, I can hang with you, I'm in. Don't tempt me, because I'll do it.
The scary thing is he's not lying.
Yeah, I will be out there.
We do have a condo and a hot tub.
Oh,
condo and a hot tub.
All right. So, Hollywood, I found out I was stalking your page the other day. You know my buddy Noah. Is that true?
You might not go to Sundance now.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was the most random thing. Noah and I were in a show together, literally 2004, so like 6 years ago, and I haven't spoken to him since. But I, like, we had a blast. I totally adored him. It was the worst show of all time.
Uh-huh.
Like, literally, if you talk to him again, like, he will tell you it is the worst show of all time. Like, never in the history of plays has there been a worse experience than this play. But Noah is adorable and hilarious and so talented. And, it was totally random. You guys posted this documentary of this guy exploring underground New York places, and I commented on it and reposted, and that must have appeared on the Dave and Giggles page. And then, like, 2 seconds later, I got a friend request from Noah, and the friend that we had in common was Dave and Giggles.
See, Dave and Giggles, bringing people together.
I know these guys.
Nice.
Yeah, and he said that he did Summer Talk with you a couple of years ago.
Oh, yeah. He's a good guy. I like him.
He's so sweet. I love that guy. Yeah, and he's in L.A., which is a bummer, so that means I won't get to see him.
Nah, we'll get out there. We'll take you out to L.A., you and me, taking L.A. by storm.
Come out and meet us on Sunday.
I will say this. I spent the last day or so with Giggles here, and having him on your shoulder or on your back is a job. It's a job. Like, you have to keep track of him because...
Is he good at spooning?
He's so good.
He's good at spooning. I'll tell you this. There was a moment when we got really, really drunk. Like, we were hammered, and we were up in this penthouse, and we're sitting there, and we're really, really drunk. And for some reason, I turn around, and I see him talking to the one only girl there. And the first thing that comes out of his mouth, he says, "Don't worry, I'm not going to punch you." And I'm like, "What are you doing? What are you doing?" And then I had to pull him away because she was freaked out. She was like, "I don't know you."
Too many dudes.
Too many dudes.
Too many dudes. Holly, thanks for calling, man. You were the best. We got to come on our show. Go out to Sundance, take some notes, and get back to us.
And take some pictures.
Right. She sounds.
I will.
All right, later, Hal.
I'll definitely be posting like crazy. You can count it.
All right, sweet. Later.
Awesome. She sounds hot.
She sounds hot.
Yeah, right? I like that voice. Yeah.
Call her. You're on the air. Call her. I know you're there. I know you're there.
Call
54513.
Call her, you're on the air. All right, real quick shameless plug here.
Go ahead.
Noah, we were talking about Noah's, he's out there in L.A. He's got a a web series called BookClubTheSeries.com. And it's called Book Club, a web series for bibliophiles.
Bibliophiles.
Bibliophiles. BookClubTheSeries.com. Shameless plug number four.
Shameless plug number four. Michael, just give me your website again because I feel like we interrupted a little bit. But
it's okay. It's www.michaelronstadt.com.
I just wanted you to give your website again. Good. Here's let's do another song. Then I'm going to come back, and we're going to come back, and I want to talk about two things. Let's go to this caller real quick. Let's go to the caller real quick, and then we'll come back, and we'll do the song, and we're going to go into a couple things. Caller, what's wrong with you, caller? You got 2 seconds. To get on air. Caller, you there? All right, call back after the song because I don't know what's going on with you.
What a jerk.
Anyway, all right, we're going to go into the song. Well, which song do you want to do?
Well, you guys asked me if I could play the Facebook fight song, you know.
So. I need to know before we get into it. So this song is about a fight you had on Facebook.
Yeah, it was a full blown out argument.
All right, so what was the argument about? Because I'm sitting there, I listened to your song last night, and I'm like, I don't know whose side to choose on this because I don't know the backstory. So what was the argument about?
It was amazing. There was some, you know, how they have all those videos on YouTube of the Tea Party guys saying, "Oh, the USS Constitution," and
sure,
you know, the good stuff. So basically, I commented something about. A friend of mine was having a discussion, kind of a small argument, and sure. I said, "Well, you know, this has to be deep seated in racism because where were people when so many justices that were being, you know, we just had so many rights taken away in previous presidencies, and no one got up in arms and wanted to shoot people over it. So I was like, it has to be racism, now. Yeah." And this guy just said, "You're calling me a racist." And I said,
"Jesus."
And so I don't know if it was a guilty conscience, but we had long paragraphs, and it got ugly.
Yeah.
And we were
going to make those the liner notes of your next album.
I should. I need to find it.
That would be really amazing. That's interesting. All right.
I was distraught. I wrote a song, you know.
All right. Maybe after the song, we'll talk about it a little bit more. But why don't we go into this Facebook song?
Okay.
And Michael Ronstadt.
Yeah. Call it Promised Land.
And caller 513. I know you're out there and you keep calling. We're going to get to you. Don't worry. Don't worry.
513 number?
Yeah, it's a 513
Cincinnati.
Number. Cincinnati.
Maybe it's someone I know.
Certainly aren't shy, 'cause when they speak it's usually a lie. But I'm taking each low blow in stride, standing stronger when they fight, giving strength to men with bright futures in their eyes. Really hope that someday you will say, you'll say, plague the promised land, carrying guns and hurting some. Words so false they fall out quick, branding all who sit and live. Change is what our country needs today. Our future hangs on flames in our decay. Tempers think they see a night, light helps them to realize. Deep down we all know the truth, simply scared to make some room. I really hope that someday you will see. You will see. I'm sorry for those poorly chosen words, 'cause when the truth hit me so deep, I realize that I'm the one that's cheap tricks play. For human inequality, changes get blamed again. For human inequality, changes get blamed again. For human inequality, changes. human inequality. I'm sorry for those poorly chosen words.
Yo, you need something moved? Boom, I got it. Breaking up with your lady?
Oh.
Boom, let's do this. You want to rob the place? Boom, let's do it. Boom, moving service. Call me. Giggles, I'll pick you up.
Be prepared, because Giggles doesn't have heat in his car.
Make sure you're wearing a coat.
And you might have to wear a gas mask.
It's a little bit gassy in the truck, but anyway, boom, we'll get your shit. We'll move it.
Giggles Moving Company. Contact your local Giggles for more information.
Boom.
It's Slinky.
Giggles.
It's
Giggles.
For fun, it's a wonderful toy. What walks downstairs, a loner in pairs, and makes a
giggly
sound. A spring, a marvelous thing. Everyone knows it's Slinky.
Giggles.
It's Slinky.
Giggles.
It's Slinky. For fun, it's a wonderful toy. It's fun for a girl and a boy. It's fun for a girl and a boy.
Get a Slinky Giggles in a size and color you like, in metal or plastic.
Dave and Giggles.
Oh.
It's not trash.
It's 106 miles to Chicago. We got a full tank of gas, half a pack of cigarettes. It's dark, and we're wearing sunglasses. Hit it.
Hit it.
Hitting it.
Well, thank you, Michael. No, keep that up. Keep me rocking. Keep my tunes rocking. Just give it to me.
Let me rock.
Rock. All right. So, thank you, Michael. That was a great song, and made me think about the same things last night. Like, what was this argument about? If you find those, send them to me because I want to read them over.
I have to, you know.
But when anything boiled down into racism is always sketchy. Everyone gets really defensive.
Oh,
you know, like I know someone sitting right next to me from Florida.
So racist.
A lot of people down in Florida.
Oh my gosh. Like, one of the most racist, homophobic states in the nation.
So, here's one thing I wanted to come back with when we came, and I forgot to mention it. But, anyway, so the new year's here, 2011. Thank heaven for 2011. Mm-hmm. It's a slogan. It's a new slogan.
Thank heaven.
I like it.
Thank heaven for 2011. Resolutions and hobbies.
New resolutions.
What were your New Year's resolutions?
I'm going to get financially
stable.
On track. Stable.
Stable.
You know, get bills taken care of, open mail when it comes, you know, that kind of thing. You know?
I like it. I like it.
And then new hobbies. I'm thinking of, it's not a new hobby for me, but thinking about I got a backyard now, so I really want to get into that backyard.
You can do a little gardening.
Or I'm thinking into construction. I want to build a dining room table.
All right.
So I have a perfect backyard for it, and I can go out there and build.
Get some workhorses out there.
Yeah.
Rock it out. Yeah. I really like it.
Michael, you got a new hobby, new resolution?
You know, finances. I need to tighten it up a little bit. You know, I gotta get paid what I'm worth. You know, this is a year I will not struggle as much.
I like it.
I like that too.
I like it.
I like that too.
Ryan, you got Ryan over here?
Oh, man, my resolution...
Turn yourself up a little bit. I want
to
hear you. I want
to
hear you.
Just to make this the best show it can possibly.
There it is.
Oh, yeah.
Give it to me. Give it to me. That's what I want to hear.
Mike.
Yeah. Yes, looking
good. And to get laid more.
All right. Oh, yeah. Hey. Nice. Yeah. Very nice. That's all we all want to do, really.
Word.
True.
You can only get paid for it. Wait, that's porn. Anyway, so my New Year's resolution was to get new hobbies. That was my New Year's resolution. And what I wanted to do was a show last week before I actually came up with the hobby I want to pursue. But if you know of any hobbies, like what hobbies do you have? What hobbies do you go, all right, I got some downtime. I want to do this. I feel like this is something that I like to do. That's not, I'm not getting paid for it. It's just my hobby. If you know of one, if you have one, 646-915-9228. But if you think you want to do one, if you have a suggestion for me, for Giggles here, call us up and let us know. Because I've been on the search for a new hobby.
I thought you got into knitting with that scarf you were wearing last
night.
It was the thickest scarf I've ever seen somebody wear.
It was a nice scarf.
It was a conversation piece.
Yeah, it was.
It kept you warm because it was cold.
It was so cold down there in freaking Philly.
We got out of that one bar at 2 o'clock in the morning.
2 o'clock in the morning.
It was nuts.
Give me a little more on Giggles.
I've never seen Philly... you know,
well, that's the thing. I really think... Go ahead, Mike.
You got some video of it, too.
Oh, well, we should post a little bit.
I think, actually, Dan Collins is putting together a little mix from last night, which will be interesting if he can actually come around to it. We have... Caller, you're on the air.
I meant that I would call
Hello.
Ems McGee, what's going on?
What's going on, guys?
Nothing much. What's happening with you?
This is a classy show you guys have going on.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we're going a little NPR on it.
It's bringing a level of class to show tonight.
We are. We usually don't have any class, Mike.
It's my experience. It's very nice. I'm enjoying the tunes.
Nice. Well,
thank you. Thank you.
So what'd you call?
Give me a little on my iPad.
What's going on? Happy New Year! What are you doing?
You just ask what I called for. Thank you.
So what's going on? Where are you? In Florida? Virginia? What's going on? You've been touring.
I'm in Florida.
You are really gone.
I'm in Florida. I'm rehearsing Cirque Dreams Illumination right now.
Illumination.
When are you coming home, Plan B? When are you coming home?
I'm not coming home.
That's it. You're done. You're out on the road, and you love it.
I joined the circus. I'm out of here.
That's nice.
I'm not coming back.
Yeah, you're a circus freak.
In like a week.
I like it.
Yeah, totally. And I got the best blocking I've ever been doing today.
To say
I get to rip someone's shirt off right
really?
Before they jump into a bathtub and then like grab onto straps and do like a crazy strap routine.
Does this person have a girlfriend?
Oh, shit. I didn't say it this time.
If he does, then he's just my type.
Oh, man. Just your type. Nice.
Couldn't resist it.
Homebreaker McGee.
Homebreaker
McGee. I have a hobby for you.
Yeah, what's the hobby?
I need you to be my wingman in 2011.
Who's this?
Help me find some guys that don't have girlfriends.
Oh, damn. Nice. Giggles will be your wingman. He's a very good wingman. No, he's not at all. But he will be your wingman. I will make sure of it. What's that?
He's the worst wingman.
Oh, he's terrible. Look at him. Look at that hair.
Wingman.
No, pretty bad.
It's pretty bad.
Yeah, if he's not scaring people away, he's like getting drunk and being overly affectionate so that guys don't know that we're just friends and we have to walk around saying to everybody that we're just friends. And
she
loves
me.
I love it, Plan B. I like it. I like it a lot. And Wingman, he'll do it.
You can be the manager of the Wingman.
The manager. No, I don't want anything to do with this whole hodgepodge of crap. All right, Plan B, we're going to let you go, but I'll talk to you later, all right?
All right. Hey, I like the new sound bites you guys made.
Thank you.
Good. I needed a change.
No, what you're talking
about. I
want
to use your moving company.
Pretty awesome.
Giggle.
All right. Later.
All right, guys.
Good call. You're on the air. This is the 513 finally getting through. What's going on, buddy? I know you're there.
Hello? There he is. Caller, you're on the air.
You are really dumb.
And you just
is this Rob? Is this Rob calling?
Caller, you're there. You're there. I hear you.
Rob's not online, guys. I don't know who this is.
I don't know who it is. All right. They just can't figure out the phone. Some people are just too dumb to use a phone.
Cutting the phone.
So listen,
it might be a technical issue.
Yeah.
Or they're just too dumb.
Or they're dumb.
Which I'd like to. I'd like to think okay. that's a problem.
Yeah.
All right. So I'll go out with it. I mean, keep on calling. I want to hear what hobbies there are out there.
It's true.
Because it interests me what other people have hobbies.
Oh man.
So this is going to be my new hobby of the year, and I got to plan and see if I actually have the money to do it. But I want to start boxing.
Really?
Start boxing.
All right.
I think a little cardio would be good for you.
It would definitely be good for me. But I want to start boxing. I kind of feel like in my life right now, I need a little fight club.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't mind getting hit. Take a little. I wouldn't mind going to work with a black guy, and people would be like, "What is that? I box? What? Don't fuck with me."
Nice. So I want to give a little a shameless thing.
Shameless
here right
promotion.
Now.
Number five.
Number five. We're starting a new year. This is Dave and Giggles. New year. We're bringing in musicians. I told Michael if he's got any friends, I want to come in here. Come in here, play. You know, plug your website. We'll listen to your music. It can be guitar, violin. You know. Maybe not drums. No, I don't really want a drummer.
Little tiny drums.
Yeah. But hand drum. You know, or if you're just an interesting person, we're looking for guests right now. Our guest roster is filling up.
It's filling up really fast.
And we're trying to fill up the year. So we do shows Sunday nights, 10 to 11. Mm-hmm. Come in here, and we'll ask you some questions. Gonna be really good.
I've got an anonymous person right now on Facebook who says that it's a friend of mine wants to remain anonymous.
Says
her,
you can't
her
be...
new hobby is stealing.
Stealing. That's stealing. Why she's anonymous.
That's right.
Have you ever stole anything?
You know what? In kindergarten, I stole a piece of candy on a field trip to the grocery store. Because that's what we did in our elementary school. We took field trips to the grocery store.
I can see that.
And then, like, it was explained to me, you don't do that. And
you got caught.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh. I don't think I realized, like, what they said. Hey, if you want something,
interesting.
And I didn't realize you had to pay. Like, no one had explained, because my family,
kids have sticky
fingers. My family didn't have any money, right? So, like, I didn't know what paying was. Because
you just saw your parents steal, so you just did the same.
Yeah. Like, my dad always made me go inside and use the food stamps because he was too embarrassed to.
Totally.
Yeah.
I remember my sister had that lesson once, and it was like we were in a grocery store, and she was walking around. She was like 3, and there was like that toy aisle in the grocery store. And she grabbed something, and she pocketed it. She was like 3. She didn't know any better. And then my mom found it and said, "You stole this." And she copped to it. And my mom brought her back to the grocery store and made her give it back to the people who were there.
I've done that with
my niece. which is really...
Same thing happened to me. I stole something from Eckerd's.
What'd you steal?
Some gum and mints. And my mom was like, "Where'd you get this?" I was like, "Eckerd's." And she's like, "We're taking it back." So I took it back, and it didn't stop me from stealing. Shoot, I steal stuff from your car all the time.
Oh, my God. You're the worst pilferer I've ever seen.
Michael, I take it.
He literally doesn't look like a seal. But I did. I did. My parents made me take these huge vitamins, and I hated it. And I remember I would put it under the table. Or, like, I'd throw them away. And my parents, all through 20 years, thought it was my brother. So I stole the reputation of my brother.
Nice.
Oh, there you go. That's a very interesting steal.
Nice.
I messed up, you know.
Do we want to close out with another Ronstadt number? Or?
We could do that, or we have another half an hour in the show because you scheduled it an extra half an hour.
Just as a buffer.
A buffer.
But Michael does have to get back to...
yeah, totally.
Hey, I don't mind.
You don't mind.
You know,
all right, well, you're also welcome to crash on the couch, but you have to leave before my girlfriend gets home.
I can do that.
All right.
All right, hold on.
Does she get jealous?
You know... We've just had a lot.
Caller, you're on the air.
Hey, boys, it's me again. I'm the first caller. I want to be one of the last.
Very nice.
Five Eagles, five.
All right, I'm going to hang up on you just because it's hilarious.
I've stolen stuff before, too.
All right, what'd you steal, John? What'd you steal? Where'd he go?
Well, I stole bad things. Money, comics, gum, all sorts of stuff.
So you went from comics or money to gum.
It is money
and
gum.
Well, I stole money to buy comics, then I stole comics. I once got caught in the Jefferson Valley Mall trying to steal a couple of X-Men comics. It was very bad.
What'd they do to you? They just scare you straight, or did they actually reprimand you?
They did call the cops. The cops showed up, and the guy was just like, what's the matter with you? If you ever do this again, you're going down. Get out of here.
We don't want to see your face here again.
I actually tried to steal from them. Yeah.
That's hilarious.
The worst part about it was I had to rub off the chalked ID that I had. It was perfect, but, you know.
All right, John, really before I let you go, you want to box with me?
Well, yeah.
You will? You'll box you come to Gleason's or something?
Yeah, absolutely.
I love it. All right, we're going to let you go because we're going to let this kid play another song.
All right, cheers, boys.
All right, later, buddy.
Take it easy, JC.
He is JC. All right, let's do another song. We'll come back, and if we want to go another half hour, we can. Not pushing it. We don't have to.
No.
But whatever. No. I got a lot more topics we could talk about.
We got a lot more stuff to talk about.
Yeah, I do.
Yeah, cool.
Yeah. All right, so...
pull it together.
All right, I'm going to try this. 513 one more time. Yeah. Call you on the air.
Did it work?
Is this me?
Yep, this is you.
Well, fuck you too.
All right, let her talk. Caller, what's going on? What's happening?
I just saw your post about your least favorite teacher. I don't know if you're still talking about that.
Yeah, we're talking about it, but we're talking...
Yeah, totally. We're talking about whatever you want to talk about.
Okay, well, Mr. Ryan, I knew you.
She does.
Hey, what's going on?
This sounds kind of together.
I think I know who this is. No, I just figured it out.
You know? Are you sure? Okay.
Well, if you want me to say your name, I will.
Forever. Don't do that. Can we name names, or is that bad?
No, don't say the teacher's name.
Yeah.
Okay. Worst teacher ever gives the teacher I had.
I didn't even realize how awful she was until she had my younger sister in her grade. And one of my younger sister's friends was what the teacher said. And this teacher told my sister's friend, you following? Okay.
I'm with you. Speak a little louder.
Yeah, all right, speak up a little bit.
Okay, basically this teacher told my little sister's friend to give up on my little sister because she is going to grow up to be just like the other druggies in her family.
Oh.
Worst teacher award ever.
Wow. That is pretty awful.
She graduated fourth in her class, by the way.
There you go.
Unbelievable. Yeah.
Stick it to me.
Unbelievable.
No, thank you, caller. Thank you for that.
Yes,
I
thank you very much. We're going to let you go. We're going to listen to the song. But thank you. We'll talk to you later. Thank you, caller. I like when people call. Turn the sound something down a little bit.
Oh, jeez.
Something down a little bit.
I felt like she was trying not to wake up her parents.
I think so, too. I've never heard a girl sound so creepy. But I liked it. Keep calling. And I will say this. I did have a... this will be it's time for you, Mike. When I was in high school... I was a guitarist. And my guidance counselor, we all had guidance counselors, which I think guidance counselors, no need for them. Because they don't know the kids, they don't do anything with the kids, and my relationship with the guidance counselor was this. Everyone had, in senior year, had to go to the guidance counselor to get advice. She said to me, stop playing the guitar, you don't have a future in it, and try to find something else. Pretty much exactly what she was just talking about. And then who went on to play in the Huckabee Band? Yeah, that's right. It was me.
This guy right there.
That's awesome. Right.
Nice.
That's right.
All
right.
So what song you want to play for us this time?
I'm going to do an instrumental. It's a fiddle medley.
Oh, nice. Yeah. Fiddle medley.
And people say, you play violin? No, it's cello fiddle. It's got Tam the Bam, a Scottish piece, and I finish up with Old Joe Clark.
Nice. Hey, Mike, thanks for coming in.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, it's been great. Thank you.
This is fun.
Good.
Yeah. Just like a tune on air.
Yeah, we have production.
No, we're on.
Okay.
It's not us.
Here we go. Thank you.
why we went long today?
What's that?
Because we love them. We love our listeners.
Yeah, we do care about
them. We care about them a lot.
A lot.
You. We like when you call in. We like when you give feedback. DaveandGiggles@gmail.com. Mm-hmm. Call us or email us.
Come on our show.
Come on our show. But email us and tell us stuff that you'd want to talk about.
Yeah. Want a big thanks to Michael Ronstadt.
Yeah, MichaelRonstadt.com.
Yeah, MichaelRonstadt.com. Yeah.
And Google it. Skynet him.
And he's available for, you do studio recordings, you do weddings, you
studio
do...
Studio work, weddings, everything. Gigs, clubs.
You're a working musician.
Concerts, anything.
Yeah, I like it.
You know what? When Michael Ronstadt goes bigger than he is now, we're going to be like, we had him on our show.
We'll bring you back in.
We'll bring him back in.
Yeah.
Thank you. Yeah.
All right,
Ryan and Aaron, thanks for producing.
Yeah, you're a good
Thank
man.
Thank you, guys.
You're
a
good
you
man.
Really good
this
job.
Year's going to be a good big year for us.
It's going to be good.
I feel it.
Yeah.
Really big. I will end it with a caller.
Really? This better be good.
Caller, you're on the air. Nope. Go on.
Nope.
So I'll end it with this. I don't know why I can't hear myself as well as I was hearing before. That's fine. So I'll end it with this. So the other day, I was about ready to go to work, right? And I work a little later, so it was after the mail came. And as I'm going out, I see the mail had come. And I see there is a thick, thick envelope from the IRS to me. And I go... This can't be good. So I go back upstairs figuring I'm just going to tell him I'm going to be late to work before I can check this thing out. And I open it up, and it claims that I,
Dave,
made $2.8 million in 2008. And I owed back taxes of $1.3 million.
Whoa.
So at this point, I said to myself... Mexico's probably nice this time of year. Because I couldn't do it anymore. So I got on the horn with the IRS. And the first thing I did was I took that the sheet that they gave me, and I looked up the information. I grabbed the phone number, and I looked it up online. I went to IRS, plugged in the number. It matched the one that was on my paper. Because I was like, this is a scam. Mm-hmm. This is a whole scam. If I call up and give my information, they now have my Social Security number. They have my address. They have all this stuff. And I just was like freaked out because they screwed up. But now they have all my information. So I did a little research, made sure it was the IRS. It was the IRS. The IRS thought I owed $1.3 million. After an hour and a half on hold, I finally got through to someone. And they go, oh yeah, this is a mistake. Sorry. We'll fix it. We'll send you something in the mail that says it's fixed. It scared the living hell out of me. I was like, that's it. I can't live in America anymore because I will go to jail. So it freaked me out.
I didn't know you made $2 million.
I know, right?
That's pretty great.
Doing it, looking so good.
Do we go to a call or do we end it?
I try it. One last chance. Caller, you're on the air.
Hold on. Caller, you're on the air.
Caller, you're on the air.
Am I on?
Yeah, you're on, buddy. What's going on? You'll be the last caller of the night before we end this thing.
All right. Well, I just heard about your show today. Got an advertisement from Michael.
Oh, yeah.
Who was really wonderful on the cello, and I'm really glad that you guys are supporting up-and-coming musicians like him.
Yes, we love Michael. Michael's one of our boys now.
Yeah, thanks for calling.
Yeah.
So, awesome.
So give us a listen again. You know, you can email us.
Yeah.
Spread the link if you like our show to your friends. And if you have any musicians that are in the New York City area and want to come in and plug their show, plug their music, have them come in. Just send us an email. We'd love to have them.
Keep listening, buddy.
All right. Excellent.
Awesome. Right. Thank you. Have a good night. All right.
I'm glad we took that caller. That was nice. That made me feel good.
Yeah. Made everybody feel good.
Good call.
Thank you so much.
Yeah. One last thing.
Yeah.
Dude of the day.
Dude of the day.
Michael Ronstadt. Coming in. Dude of the day. Good show.
All right. Awesome. I have so many more topics. Maybe we'll get to them next week.
I mean, we can keep going with the show. I just don't... the music
we'll
as far as...
We already started ending it, so...
Ended from the beginning.
It's like a slow movie death.
Yeah, right. Yeah. We're going to end it again. Hey, thanks to our listeners out there. Keep up.
Yeah, just replay it. Whatever. All right, so have a good night. And here's something that I actually wanted to say really quick before we end it. There's talk about changing the name of the show to Good Show with Dave and Giggles.
I like it.
Email us, daveandgiggles@gmail.com, and let us know what you think. All right, I'm going to end it now for real.
later, boys and girls.
Good show.
Good show. Good show.